Blog Talk Radio. I thought I'd play that tonight, that we are the world. And the fear we put on tonight as we crossing over number two, as we do cross over tonight. And some of you don't know what crossover means, so you might have a problem with crossover. We're going to do crossover tonight. I share answer. And it's a word for you tonight. Whether you accept it or not, if you go into the spirit realm, a door will open up. And we talk about the spirit realm that controls the universe. And as I go into the spirit, well, I want to tell you, 2121, if I go into the spirit, where I got your last, I'm using your last numbers on your phone. Well, everybody's going to know what the answer is saying to you personally. I should have checked. Now, what I'm saying to you in 2121, the ancestors come to me to tell you that you need to stay where you at until you finish your degree. And then you need to take care of family business. So we're taking to read Psalms 91. I'm talking to two people from the spirit realm. One, you got to be your mother and your grandmother, who is concerned about the property which you own. That's family property, but you don't want to take the tax and see about it. I should say. As we cross over tonight, I want to invoke the spirit of the Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Raphael. Michael is the angel that is all people. Raphael is the angel that can heal them. Sinclair is the angel that clears the way. So as we call on the angel from the heavenly realm, they have charge to do things that God have already told them to do. So when we call on angels, automatically they can unlock the key to the ancestors. The ancestors is those people that are kin to you or part of your life. You just don't know it because you have been taught. You go to your enlightenment. They phony. They don't know how to do this, so they taboo it. But I want to say I got a lot of white people, so I think cross over. And I listen to them. I still don't know what you're talking about, because when you get ready to cross over, the people from the spirit are gonna come to you. They're gonna give you your name. They're gonna give you your date. They're gonna tell you something that happened to you now. Not tomorrow, or they'll tell you what to do, where you might have a better life, male and female. As I go, I don't know where my bill at. That's my bell. And one lady told me, say, I haven't heard you ring the bell because I haven't crossed over all this week and next week. Because I just think with so much violence going on, the answer was to speak to your problem and my problem. So when it comes, you'll know. Get your pencil and paper ready. Because I don't know what they're going to say to you. I don't know what name they're going to use. I don't know if they're flying, running, or whatever. But I'm going to tell you what they say. I always invoke the spirit of Michael. Archangel Michael is the angel that is in the presence of God. Raphael is another angel in the presence of God, with the host of angels God, I'm going to deal with the spirit realm the rest of this month. So it might be something you need to do to get off of you. And I want to set up that sometimes you have to move things away from you to let things know that it's happening to you, for you. And sometimes it ain't for you. It's for maybe a friend, a family member. I want to say to you, level 40, I'm going to go to spirit world. If the ancestors come to me, and she, Native America, and she told me to tell you that if somebody working around you, they want to get them out the way, they gonna move. Because people don't want them there. Because of their intelligence, their investigation. Because then there's a lot of people don't want them around. Because some stuff gonna come up. But I want to tell you, there's a lady come, very well anointed. As you be anointed, they're going to take you to another level. I say. Now, if the incident happened, I'm talking to level 40. I want you to read Psalms 71, Psalms 27, take down. Because you were very upset about the thing happening to you. But that was a curse that was on you. Your brother, that was somebody put a curse on him, something he had missed with you. And they try to let it fall on you, but you believe enough, you have enough energy from the ancestors' mouth that I share, and that happened there. The ancestors said, what you ask for, you can get it. Start looking this month and next month, and once you your hand on it and claim it, I said to Sean. Now I'm looking at this. The Michael and I see the mother of knives and I see the mother of corn and the sister of corn breaking some yoke for you. Do your due diligence and it's going to work for you. There's a big financial blessing tied up, I share say. And this ancestor said they're going to loose it for you. You have not got that, not now. As I go in this spirit world, I want to tell you, I'm going to 30-30. I want to tell you that land that you got to go down to Mississippi, go down to in Mississippi, and go to the Delta, this land that belongs to your family. You got to go to the courthouse and get the paperwork. And this is your grandmother and grandfather that said they want you to be able to do that. Can't nobody do it but you. So I want to tell you, when I look at your grandmother, I see his name Lena. When I see your grandfather, I see his name Dan. So they said they want you to get the right to go to the county building and look it up, and that's the name you see on the paperwork. And once you see it on the paperwork, that's gonna they what they're doing. Your ancestors, what they're doing, they're not doing nothing. They just hope to go away. They can tax. They want the tax to eat it up. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Now, I want to go and look at you. I want to go to 8138. I'm looking at your mother, and as she comes to me tonight, wants to let you know all is well. She wants you to know that a divine healing is taking place get upset over nothing because a lot of people, she said, that don't listen to you, so don't you get upset about that. So she's dealing back and forth from the physical world to the spirit world. She wants you to know all is well. Now, if you want to ask me something, press 1, and I will go into the spirit world and talk to that person for you. Thank you, God. I'm going to you. I'm going to O2. I'm going to 0223. 0223 is a healing got to take place for you. And it's a certain, this has got to be your great grand because they up high. It's a certain herb that you got to use in order to take that condition away from you. And you start up reading Psalms 23. Now I'm going right now, 7309. I'm going to you and this lady that on a horse, she's Native American. She said all that you went through was set up, but the people that set you up, they gonna fall. She wants you to stay focused on doing what you're doing and thank God. I don't know why she tells me by eye on it, and she's riding a horse up on a mountain. She's looking down at water, and she said, you're gonna have more spiritual involvement. That means that you're going to be in the sea plant. And things will really happen for you. It's a lady, she said, wait me on her way back, but she said, don't mess with her. Let her stay where she at. Okay. She been calling you, tell you what's going on. Leave her alone. This is what the lady said, riding the horse. She told me to tell you that as doors open up for you, it's new horizon, like time spirit. And it's a car for you this year. Now as you walk around, she told me to tell you, I said, I'm getting her name. The name I own it. And it's another name she gave me. And she gave me the name 01. I don't know what that is. 01. Name. She's talking about land that was stolen, but she's going to bring it and show it to you. Thank you, God. Now, I'm going to you 38. I want to tell you the spirit of John, and as the spirit of John comes, John Clam and the name Mary. They're your ancestors, and they want you to scoop out some land that's been trying to be stolen because family members did not take care of it. They want you to be able to go in and take care of it. You see Psalm 127. Your spirit is going to come to you. And as we cross over, the Spirit is going to give you revelation and knowledge on what you need to do. I'm going to go back to level 40. The mother of corn come and said, you move from east to west and you claim what you want. And the ancestors will come and give you your bounty. The money tied up, I'm talking to you, 1140, that money will open up for what you want, I say. It's a lot of jealousy was around you, but your ancestors come, and Michael right here, and going on around you, okay? And one is a divine healer, and that's Raphael. And Raphael coming with Clara, the Archangel Clara, and it comes. Now, the mother of night can add 0223. And when I look at that, I'm seeing there's some things you do the answer to come and say it's some money. Got that and 0223. So if somebody around you is sick, you bring that sickness to you. So something you got to do in all the way that it won't hit you. I said, I'm saying that to you. I want to go to 11 and 11. 11 and 11, I see that word about school. And yo, this is your ancestors saying for you to stay in school and don't move to New York. Stay where you at, what you get, what you need. And they will come and visit you to give you what you need to break the yoke, whatever the yoke is, I say. Now, as I look at the speaker, I see the ancestors talking about there's going to be more blood, more tornadoes. And over in Florida and over in that area, you're going to have a massive hurricane, I say. The ancestors coming and saying that you're going to have survival warfare going on. And right now, the ancestors are telling me that a lot of people are mind. There's headaches, lots of women have headaches, and lots of women have problems in their womb, problems in their stomach. This is the ancestors coming, Michael, and Raphael coming, saying there's certain things they got to do in order to protect themselves from the energy. They tried to cross the moon up, but it messed up a lot of folks. A lot of folks, they're losing their mind. They don't know why they can't. I share so the ancestors come no months ago. I feel that the ancestors gonna visit many of you for knowledge and wisdom to take you to the next level. And when they do that, that door will open up for you. And when that door opens up, it's a breakthrough for you. And that breakthrough is where when you go through that door will say, oh, okay, I see you, Gene. I see you on the line. And I want to tell you that move to New Jersey won't work for you. Your land, your family land is in Ohio. So there's something in Ohio that you need to see about, and it will open up once you get there. The ancestor will meet you and give you the 911 you need to know. When I said 911, the ancestor is going to give you knowledge, wisdom of what to do, how to do, and what happened. I want to say that there's a breakthrough coming, but there's a negative energy trying to mess with you. I want to go to 7309. That was something buried in order to keep you under the ground. But the ancestors dug it up and brought it back. So them that did that, they put the fall. The ancestors, I said, got to do it. Your gift is going to make room for you. Your promise us, break all yoke, all ties. And once you break that yoke, you move to that next level, I shall say. So it's people that say they can do some things, but they ain't doing it. Because they read up on it, but you got to be spiritual with the ancestors. Yeah, what you read in the book, what the book said don't mean nothing. If it ain't revelation knowledge, and revelation is a divine knowledge from God that he chooses. And when God gives you that revelation knowledge, can't nobody go in front of it, behind it. It's given to you, not your sister, not your brother. It's given to you. So when revelation knowledge comes from the divine, it's directly you write it down and you work it. So I'm telling you tonight, some of you are going to receive revelation knowledge from divine gift because of what you try to do. Okay? That's what I'm saying. I want to go back to 1140. They have buried you and said you weren't going to make it. But when the ancestors got busy, they broke and run. One of them broke the leg. One of them is sick. And you're going to hear about a death in that circle. As I said, that's what the ancestors the next time. I don't talk about that. Now, I want to tell you that door that closed because of my life, I'm the crossover all this rest of this month. I'm the crossover. So you get your little note, write it down, where when the ancestors come, I shall say, well, you'll be able to get the information that they got for you. Thank you, Ken. I got my other bill together. Where the ancestors come and give you the knowledge that you need to open up the door. I see that somebody got their hand up. Okay. I want to tell you 16:16. They want you to change what you're doing. Stop drinking and the people you're running with that you think you're friends. This lady's standing up with a hand closed to thank your friends. That's what she said to you. Now, I want to go into the work tonight and let you know all is well. And once we go into it with the angels of the Most High, will take you to the next level for knowledge and wisdom, divine wisdom, revelation knowledge. From God. And the revelation knowledge is what to do, how to do, and how to move the enemy to try to destroy you. But what goes around, come around, it's going to hit them. I said to you. So you got to get ready as you get ready to go into the next level. As you get ready to see doors open up. I just feel that this year is the year of the ancestors, I say. And what that means, the ancestors, you ask them and they're working you, I say. When you go to the burning bowl and you go and ask the ancestors, they go work you quick, fast, and in the early season. And I want to tell you, 7:21:20, the ancestors said that all that was stolen will be restored to you. And once it be restored, you make the move that the ancestors come with a message. The message of life, or with the message of death, with the message of joy, and the message of love. The angels of God have always directly from God, from the Creator, from the Spirit realm. Okay? And when the angels come, the angels got authority to do what they need to do. They got already met with the Supreme God. And they're spiritual. And they have to do what it says. Some of you tonight is going through a change from physical to spirit. I don't know. And you got to understand, it ain't physical, it's spiritual. And I ain't talking about no Christianity, I ain't talking about no Islam, I'm not talking about no Judaism, I'm not talking about no Hebrewism, I'm talking about a divine will from the Creator that opened up doors and portals, and you are able to travel in and out called the anointing of the ancestors. You know, and what I'm saying to you, the ancestors have been being so wrong that the vengeance of our ancestors will fight for you and me. Let me say that again. The vengeance of the ancestors, like your great grandma, your great dad, whatever you is tonight, you owe it to your great great grandma, great grandfather, and the ancestors. You don't even know their name, but their spirit is there. The ancestors told me it's been a curse put in some of the people where they're killing each other. That's a curse because they have turned away from healing divine spirit of the Almighty. And you that got knowledge, the ancestors are going to bring you the knowledge to tell you exactly what's going on. Because we've been working with white magic so long, it's crossed us up, I should say. So the ancestors come to give you the real deal. The ancestors come to give you the power to master evil and witchcraft and magic, all kinds of nakedness. So the ancestors come to give you the power where you cannot power over that, I shall say. I want to say to you, all is well. Now, you got a question you want to ask, press one. Oh, your phone, you can ask the question. Okay, that you want. Now, some of you, the ancestors already told me that this is a winning season for you. And you might look all and everything going on, get on the news, places, somebody killing them all. These are negative demon spirits. They got to act their way out. And once they act their way out, something happens. Okay, let me go through this here. I'm going right now. 7309, what question do you want to ask?
What's going to happen in the next few months? Are the ancestors in black ops? If you know that you're trying to predict power outage, is that to come, or is that something that won't be this year or later this year?
This lady I see, she's on a horse. She really riding a horse, and she's a leader because she look over a body of water. Her spirit comes to you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, because I was just wondering, because they keep trying to predict that we don't have certain outages everywhere, like soon, and all
the
things disappeared.
What answers is that these are Native Americans, these are our ancestors, and because of trickery, they have messed with the water, messed with the food. You need a God, you need to throw your food into God. because the ancestor is going to be a cyber attack. That means the light, the grid, the light, internet as we know it, and it's going to happen. Already, 911 was locked down. They ain't going to tell you the truth about it, but it's people in other countries is sending all kind of spirits, all kind of stuff. So I want to say this. We're getting ready to go into a psychological warfare. That means that the internet's going to be attacked. Lots of stuff, your car be attacked. Anything electronic can be attacked. And the ancestors laugh at the electric car because they know it's a trick. Because electric cars going to go down. But the people making them cars, they ain't telling you. Decide when the electric car, you got to bring it back in. When it's going to take you all day to charge it up. And they're going to start the blowing up. They're going to start to stop it. And because some of them, when there's a big storm, you can park that car because it's lightning, my people. It's really, the technology is not ready for what they're trying to do. They're trying to push technology. If you can't push it, they got to come through the ancestors. They got to come through the angels. That know how to do that. But they're trying to go past them. So what I'm saying to you, this year's the year for everybody just begins to be sharp about the shot part on outside. You got to be able to, if you ain't made, you can't eat. If you ain't grow it, you can't eat. There's so much of poison in the system that's going on. So what I'm saying to you, the ancestors gonna come and tell you how to do it and what to do. And the ancestors gonna come to people that are anointed. The ancestors gonna come and give them the information that they need to open up the door. 307. You see what 307. 0307, your hand. What you ask? Okay. 0307, your hand. Young lady, that's your question. Go back to her. I want to ask you, I'm still with 7309. Have you been feeling kind of like things open up to you? You go to sleep and you wake up in the middle of the night and you wake up and feel like you have a visitor?
Yes.
So I'm telling you, you're getting a visit from the angel, but you're getting a visit from your ancestors. Now, the lady on the horse is Native American. This is your family member. This is your great-great-grandmother family. And I'm seeing the door open up. It's open up real good. Now, what else you would like to ask?
I just want to make sure that we're ready for what's to come.
And all the runs and naked energy away from you. God, it's the people that trying to block your economic, your money thing. But it's been break. Okay? And spirit, your ancestors telling me that it's going to break. Okay? And it's a trip you got to make. And trip gonna break the yoke for you. That's the chance. Now what I'm saying to many of you that ask the question that things will work out for you and the healing will take place. that healing to take place, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And as we open up for you, that means that you're able to reach out and help somebody else. Here's the loss of a curse. I want to say to 7309, the answer to this hope that you got a loss. You got to get a loss of women that hurt you. And told me to tell 1140, you got to help a lot of women. They lost their family. They hurt. And they really hurt and they about to lose their mind. They don't know what to do because it's got to come from the answer. It's got to come from people that's been there and know how to change them around. You know what I'm saying? So that's what happened with that. So that's the thing happened. Now, as I cross over, every night I'm going to cross over. And I'm letting you know you're going to see changes in the universe. And that change in the universe is bringing great anointing to me and you. And that anointing will break a yoke every time. So I know that the answers are coming. Which information for this year, 2024, is going to break yokes. And what's going on now is so much evil been out there, but it's going to break.
Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven, and in earth, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people.
Mm-hmm.
He maketh the barren woman to keep house,
yes,
and to be joyful mother of children.
Mm-hmm.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning, I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in spite of the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he's over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and picked you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, and I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place of rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with ups and downs because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know whatever you might be going through,
yes,
get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you set your present state going to change.
Get ready for God to do something special for you because you're a special person. So tonight, as we cross over, this is crossover number two. Tomorrow night, we're crossing over. And I want to tell you, those that are listening tonight, everyone that listens, I want you to read Psalm 119, read it east, west, north. Read it four ways. And as you read it each way, make your request to your ancestor, Ashe Ashe. Read it to the east. When you get through reading it, Ashe Ashe, your ancestor. Whatever you need, your ancestor is going to make sure that you get it. What the problem is, you ain't been calling on your ancestor. They're in the spirit realm waiting on you to get them tomorrow. They're waiting on you to say, hey, grandma, papa, go do so-and-so, so-and-so. And Michael, get grandma to come in. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to learn spiritual work all this month and probably into next month as we turn some stuff around that have been plaguing us, messing with our family, and messing with us. Because we got people claim they know, but they don't. We got people say they can see, but they can't. They're blind. But when you call on the ancestors, you're going to see, know, and be able to master. Ashe, crossing over the night is to bring you up to speed to where you supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing. And once you understand that, doors will open up for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. As we go to our ancestors, Ashe, and we ask our ancestors to give us wisdom, and they can't get no wisdom like they get it from the Almighty. And when we go to the Almighty, see the eclipse that they had shook a lot of stuff up. Now, this is what the ancestors told me. You're going to see dry land. You're going to see some of the floods and storms in different places. You're going to see down around Florida. You're going to see hurricanes coming. People got to move from their area to move away. You're going to find in some of the places where never been no tornadoes. Never been no earthquakes. Tsunami over in China, over in that area. That's what you're finding out because of so much of corruption. And the angels got to go scrape the stuff out. Ashe. So that's the real thing. Whatever going on in this season, we want God to take care of us, and we want him to see about us. And we want him to keep us in divine order. Hello. And once that happens,
Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please. Don't do it without me. Come on, help me say it.
You need a healing, just
Ashay, east, west, north, and south. We invoke you, ancestors, to go and come and to heal them that need heal. Call our ancestors that built this world, the ancestors that taught us education, the ancestors that have built this whole world. This ancestor has gave us education, capital, whatever we did, ancestors gave to us. I invoke the ancestors that came over, and I invoke them tonight to whatever people need, ancestors give to Ashay. And I want to invoke that ancestor to do a healing to somebody's leg that's swollen, somebody hurting in their back, Ashay. I call it on the ancestors tonight to give you power.
Lord! Whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself.
There is power in Cause if you let it ride, you wanna drive the wind. Now, please don't let him drive your car. Now, thank you.